Our city council meeting. Time is now 5:31. I'd like to open our September 23rd meeting at this time. Want to welcome all of our guests, all of our staff. Council, thank you all so much for being here. Our meeting is now open and in session. First item on the agenda is our invocation. I'd like to invite Mayor Pro Tem, if you wouldn't mind leading us in prayer this evening, please.
Sure. If you would, please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again to be able to come together. Father, we pray for unity. Father, we pray for wisdom, insight. And Father, we pray that we're able to do the business of the people here in Woodway. Father, we pray also that you will be with us in our midst. Lord, give us these words that we should say, words of wisdom. And Father, we pray that your will be done. Father, we pray for each and every person that's up here on this council. Lord, give us the strength, the wisdom, the courage to do the things that are necessary. And Father, we pray for our citizens, Lord. We pray that you would protect them, that you would watch over them, Lord, that you would help them, help us be the best that we can be. It's in Christ's name that we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Now, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Item number three is our public comment time. The City Council invites citizens to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except public hearings. Comments that are related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. Your timer is up on the screen behind Council. The Council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item that's not listed on the agenda. When you're called to speak, please state your name and address, and if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state that item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding. Is there anybody who would like to address Council at this time? Oh, we got two. We'll go with you first. Yes, sir, welcome.
Hi, Norm Hoffman, 1172 Western Oaks, here in Woodway. Guys, we got to do better. The biking lane that was recently marked on Santa Fe looks like somebody was skateboarding when they put that line down. It's terrible. It's going to be there now for 10 years or whatever. No? Okay. Keep that person off of states when we paint the lines. I couldn't believe it. Number two, the new restroom in the Arboretum is still not open. They say we are waiting on the ADA handrail to be installed. But it seems like every step takes another month. Takes a month to get the sidewalk in. Takes a month to get this. Hopefully we do better than Waco. Or Woodway. We should. Three, can we have an update on the infamous sewer line project? Everybody's been very quiet about the sewer line project. As far as the public is concerned, you guys may know what's going on, but it's a very quiet project. Are we going to have to give an extension to the engineering firm to pay more money to protect us as the project continues and continues? I know you can't answer me, but nobody answers it. The project's been around for a few years. Is there an end to this? Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Carl, and I live on Buckingham Court. I didn't write anything official, but I just wanted to come up and say that I have been so proud as a community member for the programming and the events that have been hosted by the Arboretum and by the Woodway Family Center. My whole street has just been so excited about some of the activities at the Woodway Family Center. They go to the Strength and Stretch. I don't know because I've never been, but I heard it outgrew and went into the gym because there were so many participants. My son, or all my kids, participated in the bike event this past Saturday, which was an incredible event. I think the police were there helping the kids know the traffic laws. Canes was there serving refreshments. There were opportunities for them to practice, and they all went with a really cool bike helmet. And then our Arboretum did a fantastic job hosting Wine Fest. Probably one of the best ones I've been to, and I've been to almost all of them. And then I saw today on social media that they're hosting things like story hour now at the Arboretum, and yoga at the Arboretum. And so I just think that those are the things that are attractive to new citizens, that are incredible opportunities for the Woodway citizens we have right now. And so just thank you for the investment that you are pouring into our city and the citizens. So just thank you.
Thank you so much. Anybody else? All right, there being no more, we will close the public comment time at 5:37. Moving on to item number four, these are items for individual discussion, consideration, and or action. Item number four is discussion and consider action on resolution R24-20, a resolution of candidate nominations for the McLennan Central Appraisal District Board of Directors for the year 2025. Council, could I get a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you for some background on this item.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll just read this first line here for everybody, which says, each taxing entity is entitled to nominate by resolution adopted by its governing body one candidate for each of the five open positions of the Board of Directors. The rest of it basically is, this is something that we do every year, and back in 2019, I believe, the city didn't even nominate anybody. So it's not something you shall do or you have to do, but you can certainly put one up to five people in here if you have anybody in mind. And that's really all there is to it.
It's a chief appraiser position.
Yes, sir. They will compile
all
the cities' names that they put forward, and then we'll eventually get a list back of who the final candidates are, and then we can accept those or not.
Okay.
That is the process.
And this person is over the appraisal district. I mean, they're the chief appraiser for the district. Is that what that is? What this role is?
Well, these are for the board members.
Oh, just board members. Okay.
Okay. I think last year we nominated Dwayne Moss. I don't know who we nominated in the years before, but he would be a good one. Of course, the tough part is we don't have enough points that we can really push over anyone. He does know a lot of people, so if someone else, you know, if the other ones that has a lot of points don't have someone strong, he could be someone possibly on there, and it'd be nice to have a Woodway resident on the board. So,
okay, so just we'll take names, I guess, if anybody has anyone.
I wouldn't say Dwayne Moss.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else would agree with that.
I'd go along with him. He's real sharp when it comes to this particular arena.
I don't have a problem with Mr. Moss.
Same. I haven't heard of anybody else who wants to be on this.
No, that's the other
side. It's just a nomination, but
it may not go very far.
There's a 95% chance who we nominate will not get it.
Okay. Well, if nobody else has any names, we'll whoever makes the motion, please nominate Dwayne Moss for this role.
If you'd like to, I'll go ahead and do it.
Yep.
I would like to nominate Dwayne Moss for the resolution R24-20 as our candidate on the McLennan County Central Appraisal District Board for the year 2025.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and we have one nominee for on this resolution, R-24-20. Is that all you need, Mr. Manager?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thank you, Council. Moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of non-controversial, routine, and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. The consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, you've got the consent agenda in front of you. Are there any items that you'd like removed for separate discussion?
No.
Okay, there being none, we'll move to item number 6, consider action on the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the consent agenda is adopted. Thank you, Council. Item number 7 is our executive session. Notice is hereby given that a closed meeting will be held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.072 that authorizes a governmental body to deliberate the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property if deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on the position of the governmental body in negotiations with a third person. I will recess the open meeting at 5:42 so we can go into executive session. All right, everybody, coming out of executive session at 5:55 p.m., we are resuming the open session at this time. All right, item number 8 is the city manager's report. Mr. Manager, what briefings or updates do you have for us this evening?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Brief ones. The Estates Drive, the restriping, bike path, shared path, that is slated, before I say it's slated to begin this week. Were you able?
We'll be good in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, that can commence. The contractors are waiting to get going. It's just we got a few more things to tidy up on our end, and then that'll be a go. And I'm very happy to announce that in the first time since I've been here, all of our tanks and pumps are operated. AD4 is still awaiting our TCEQ mandated bug test, but the pump and all internals are working correctly. So that is very good news. And then lastly, a few of you have approached me over my year, and I think back when Sean was here, about getting the meetings. You know, as we all know, they're audio recorded, and there's a video option now. It is not working at the moment. It's just been installed. But the plan will be to mimic some of the other cities that stream to YouTube or somewhere where folks can watch it from the house if they choose to. So again, it's in progress but not operational. So okay. More to come. And that's all I have, Mayor and Council.
Looks great. Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yes, sir.
All right, item number 9 is our city council reports. Council, do you have any briefings or updates for us from your...
DNC is not meeting tomorrow.
No meeting, okay. No updates? No updates? What's that, John? Next month is when we have our next parks meeting. Got it.
I think so.
Any further discussion on that?
No.
All right, well, item number 10 is our action on adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Before we adjourn, I got just a little bit of housekeeping we need to do, if you'll pass that around. Last meeting we talked a little
we aren't posted for anything.
Well, this is clean up something.
No, we're not cleaning up anything. We're at the end of the agenda.
You don't want to know that we...
No. We're not going to talk about anything that's not posted.
You don't want to know that we do.
We are now
in the agenda.
I'll consider a motion to adjourn, please.
I make a motion we adjourn.
All right. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
So
all opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and we are adjourned at 5:58 p.m.
Once again,
end of meeting.
Once again, we have a.